Lovers Lane is hiring at most locations for full and part-time key holders. I know there's always more to know, and we'll train you on everything. Apply online at loverslane.com or go to the location of your choosing to fill out a paper application.
More romance, more intimacy, more often, Lovers Lane.
All right, guys, I have good and bad news. Our stores are closed for Labor Day, but the fun doesn't end there. If you shop online today only, you receive 40% off everything.
More romance, more intimacy, more often, Lovers Lane.
Hello again. Welcome back to the Intimacy Advisor Podcast. My name is Haley. I'm a romance specialist in our stores. I'm an intimacy expert online and the host of our wonderful podcast, the Intimacy Advisor Podcast with Lovers Lane. Today is Labor Day. I hope you all are going to enjoy this holiday, whether you're celebrating that last little stretch of summer. I am not. I am celebrating the beginning of fall, because it's just the best. But regardless, I hope we are all enjoying a much needed day with family or loved ones, because it has been chaotic sending these kids back off to school and starting to look forward to wrapping up our 2021. So when we think of Labor Day and recognize that need for relaxation, when getting wrapped up in our demanding work week, we need to recognize the need for enjoyment in our lives through this redundant schedule that we may have with our loved ones. So today's episode, you know, it's titled Labors of Love, and there's quite a lot of different labors that we can show our loved ones. And I think the majority of this episode is going to focus on something that's kind of over, not really, I'm hesitating here. It's overlooked, yes, in times, but it's really essential. And then all of a sudden, like for me, I know it hits us in waves of like, wow, I've been slacking on my emotional labor and I'm not carrying enough, or I'm carrying too much of this and I'm starting to get resentful. So yes, we'll talk about emotional labor and what that looks like when we're overlooking it and what that looks like when we're carrying too much. But I will leave you guys all with what I think is probably one of the joyous labors of love. And I will give you some fun products for oral sex if you're looking to do the job for your loved one with a little extra stimulation or flavor. So that will be a nice little end cap for this episode. So what I mean when I talk about a redundant schedule that we see with our loved ones is that we do kind of all fall into a comfortable routine, and that's natural. It's a part of life. We kind of go through our schedules. You know, we wake up, first we do this in the morning and then this, and now it's time for work and dinner and start again tomorrow. And our date nights can kind of feel similar, or our routine of something like sex positions, or we go to the one toy in our chest of 30 toys, or maybe you guys don't have a collection like I do that's so extensive, maybe two or three different toys. Or we have a favorite lingerie outfit that our partner has seen five or six different times. And it can feel like an act that we're performing, knowing and how it starts versus how it's going to end. You know, I see that and hear that a lot with customers and people that I talk to of different sex positions. I would say mostly is, you know, we're going to start in missionary, and then when that starts to get boring, then we go to doggy, and then we have some oral, and then this is how it ends in the same position. And it's natural, it's normal, but, you know, we got to keep our partners on our toes, because that's going to keep that spark, right? And to me, when I begin to notice the pattern or notice some redundancy, that's when I get frustration by that. And by the fact that I haven't changed anything lately, or my partner hasn't changed anything, because I want to keep that excitement and I want to keep them guessing. But a routine doesn't allow that. So what do we do from here? We have to put in extra effort. We have to put in that extra labor of love, if you will, to keep the spark there. And putting in that effort doesn't mean that you're set up for a life of having to maintain it and a life of monotony, it means that just like a full-time job, you can progress and you're going to reap amazing benefits. But on a simple level of day in, day out, you really need to set goals and track your progress to counteract any negativity in something redundant. And a lot of the work to be done and the goals to set when you're in a relationship for an extended time is emotional work. That emotional labor is best described as the seemingly invisible and undervalued work. And that work is used to keep other people comfortable and happy. So, you know, a really good analogy maybe for what I'm talking about here is if you think of a fast food employee as an example, and they're smiling to the next customer that comes in line, even if you just overheard the previous customer being very mean and rude to them. But in a context like a personal relationship, emotional labor is going to keep your household afloat and it runs smooth that way, like something like maintaining and managing schedules of you and your partner and kids, remembering things like birthdays and celebrations, you know, keeping up on chores, and especially really good communication or even the initiation of some difficult conversation. And when one partner starts to carry more of this work than the other, that's where we start to see some resentment build in its place in the relationship that you're in. And if we see that resentment build and nothing's changed, the shift of knowing that something is off is usually very apparent. There is affection and intimacy that could be lacking, or maybe fighting is going to happen more frequently, but pretending that the person is unbothered by this inequality is just not fair to the partner that's putting in all this hard work. So what we should do here is talk to your partner. You know, always be talking to them and working through these imbalances. That's the only way out of something like this. And of course, if something is lacking in your communication, then that's just not going to be an option. So a therapist could be a great way to make that part a little bit easier. But the first step is to identify what the problem is. That's number one. And usually you can feel that shift, but you need to be accountable to what you are or are not bringing to the table and what the goal of the work that needs to be addressed is. So, you know, let's say, for example, I am taking all of the chores on in the house and my husband has maybe, you know, needed some personal time and not communicated that with me and just kind of kicks his feet up and isn't working with me on household chores. And I work all day, I come home and then I work on the house and I'm not feeling met. And, you know, that could be okay. I could understand for maybe a day or two. And then as time goes by, I start feeling this resentment. Dang, I really do everything. And they're not talking to me about their mental. Now we have all this lack in communication. We have one partner outweighing the other. And it starts to be this emotional baggage and labor that's just too hard to handle because it's not a chore anymore. It's supposed to be something of equality that isn't feeling equal whatsoever. And the hardest hurdle here is something that I hear very, very often when one half of the partnership says, well, I shouldn't have to ask them to help me. They should know. And you gotta remember, no matter how well that we think that we know our partners, there always can be outside conflicts like work or stress or school or kids or whatever is going on where maybe they aren't even considering that you've emptied that dishwasher the past 8 times. So if you're resenting something, the best thing to do is speak up on that. I feel like a lot of these things can go without saying, of course, right? Like we've been in a relationship so long, we know what resentment feels like. We know what it feels like when you're carrying more weight, or maybe you feel really guilty when you can obviously see that your partner is carrying more weight, but maybe you're just not in the right mental capacity. Maybe, I mean, there can be so many things that you are sick, somebody has died, you know, a kid is sick. I mean, there's just too many options of what could happen that could be holding you back. But we feel all these different emotions that are hard to communicate with a partner when you're feeling very vulnerable. And, you know, I know you guys understand the relationship that you're in and the dynamic that you have can work, but here's the deal, is your relationship going to stay steady and you just will feel unhappy sometimes and that's just life? Or are you going to learn new ways to communicate to make yourself and your partner blossom and grow as people and grow together as a partnership so that you can really like not have these negative connections when something's off in your life? They're supposed to be your support system. So that is all I'm talking about here with emotional labor today, because I just want everybody to realize that it's amazing to be connected with that person that you've chosen to be that partner. And it is absolutely a job to learn those communication skills and to learn the ins and outs of a whole nother person and how you as a person are going to connect with them and how your dynamic is going to be together. So kudos to everyone in a relationship. That is all I wanted to say today. Remember to establish good communication. I know I have said this since literally episode 2 about how important communication is in our episode. Communication is key. And you can go ahead and listen to that. I haven't listened to our old episodes in a minute, guiltily, but I maybe think that we should do a few episodes addressing any questions that we've seen in our older episodes. So if anybody wants to listen to something like that and shoot me some questions, I will be more than happy to answer them. Let's dive into some fun stuff. I told you guys before this episode was done that we will go over some fun oral products to play with maybe this Labor Day with the 40% off sale that we have on our website today only, if you are lucky enough to be listening to this on its release date, Monday, Labor Day. So we have a ton of new flavored products. We have some Wet Head by the Good Head brand. These are really fun. There's a pineapple one that I think is so juicy and delicious. These products are literally meant to help you salivate. So they do taste really good. It keeps the juices pumping, but who doesn't want, I hope this isn't too graphic, but who doesn't want a sloppy BJ? How amazing. If you're watching any sexy movies, I know that it's something that you will see on there, and it's maybe something that your partner's fantasizing about. So maybe make that a point of really good communication and see if that's something that they're interested in. And if so, that is a great suggestion. If you are struggling with deep throating, I know that I have suggested the Sensations Balm in the past. It is basically like a lidocaine topical. It has a flavor that comes in two different flavors. There's either the Blazing Cherry or the Sensual Mint. To me, I like the mint quite a bit more. The cherry can have like a medicine-y taste depending on what I've been eating or drinking that day, but the mint is just a little bit more refreshing. Very good for anywhere you want numb, so it is popular for the back of the throat. It is also just a great topical that you can really put on anywhere. I know a lot of customers and myself use it on like mosquito bites, so kind of an interesting extra way to use it. But we also do have sprays if that is easier as well. They're called Pro Blow sprays, and they come in a cinnamon flavor, a cherry flavor, and then again the mint. The cinnamon is nice. It would be great for getting into our fall month. It's a little bit more spicy. But when I say that this stuff numbs on contact, wow, like you need maybe one spray. I try to aim for a half a spray. And if you are really trying to give some awesome deep throat oral, this should absolutely be in your collection. It's very, very fun to play with, but use it cautiously because it really does numb. It's kind of like those sore throat sprays, but way more intense. In fact, it might be really great if you do happen to come down with a little sore throat. It would take it right away. And then, of course, my favorite flavored products that we sell are going to be our Intimate Earth flavored lubricants. To me, these flavored lubricants are sweetened with a stevia, so there's not a lot of stickiness with them whatsoever, and they have the very best flavors. Like, their strawberry tastes like a fresh strawberry. It doesn't taste like a sugary strawberry artificial. I mean, it tastes like you bit into a strawberry. It's so, so good. Pro tip with this one is to mix a little bit of the salted caramel by the same brand, Intimate Earth, with the strawberry. I don't know. The salted caramel, to me, it's so good on its own, but I taste a little bit of like a pancake flavor. So when you mix that fresh strawberry, oh yeah, my mouth is literally watering. It tastes very good together, like a breakfast buffet. So that could be awesome for some morning head. Now, if you are looking to perform the amazing cunnilingus on your woman this Labor Day and show a little act of love, I swear my very favorite product for oral for her are our small liberator wedges, because they make a huge difference in the comfortability of women. It props our hips up. It gives you full access to the areas you're trying to reach. It makes it so you don't have to be nuzzled underneath and holding thighs on your face. I mean, it's just amazing. The arch wedge and the small wedge, but really any of them, I mean, they're all gonna raise those hips up. They're all gonna put you in the perfect position for oral. So thank you, Liberator, for making your entire collection something that we can all benefit for oral sex with. Another overlooked something to use is a G-spot massager. Of course, we want clitoral stimulation with oral, and a tongue really is great for that. So if you want to use some flavored lubricants or anything, absolutely more power to you. But if you're inserting a little bit of a G-spot vibe too, I mean, it just pulls the combo together. And whoever is performing, you might thank me later, because it's not so much of a job like that. You won't have the strenuous neck muscles because, well, it doesn't take as long. With a little bit of that internal vibe, it's just going to pull the whole act together. And then my very last product recommendation, both for penis and vagina owners, is Shunga's aphrodisiac oils. I think I talked about a couple of these before because they're in our Garden of Edo collection. But there's all different flavors. At one point, we carried a grape. That one was really good. But the sparkling strawberry wine is amazing. There's the blazing cherry. Of course, that green apple. I think it's the green tea in the package, but it tastes just like a green apple. These oils warm with friction. So any kind of kissing or hot breath or licking or anything awesome like that, some fun stuff to play with, it has a little bit of warmth. So if you're breathing, you know, when you're giving breath like that, it warms on contact. Of course, if you rub a little bit, it's going to warm up. It's not a burning. So a lot of people get a little bit nervous when I say warming, but it's only with friction. It doesn't just start warming by itself. So you kind of have to activate it a little bit. But the flavors taste incredible. You can also drizzle these down, like maybe on the spine or inner thighs or something, for some warming, rubbing, sensual massage. Ugh, I hope you guys play with something like this over this Labor Day weekend or whenever you order it and get it. It would be just so fun to bring to the bedroom if you yet do not have a flavored product. So if this episode is helping you, I mean, reach out to me. I want to hear your thoughts on it. We got a lot of fun stuff planned for the end of this year. Get a hold of me. My email is Haley, H-A-L-E-Y, at loverslane.com. We are on Instagram under Intimacy Advisor Pod. We are on Twitter under IA_POD and Facebook Intimacy Advisor Podcast. Make sure to review this episode wherever you're listening. And I will talk to you all again next Monday. Bye-bye.
Couples that play together, stay together.